Oh, what?
Did you not know that?
This must have just happened in the last hour.
It really just happened in the last hour. So I want to say thank you to Bill, who has been, it's really amazing because this is community radio. This is like 50 years in the making of cable, you know? So this is Bill, one of our volunteers, someone who's been involved on and off at KBOO since 1971. And he said, you know, he's called and he's been thinking about, you know, this. And he said it was coming down to the wire, and he really thinks KBOO is so important. So he just went ahead and supported us all the way to the $20,000 mark. So congratulations, everyone.
Go KBOO. That's fantastic. So what happens now? Does the campaign end, or can people still donate until Friday?
Well, people can still donate until Friday, so two more days. And I really wonder what we can do in two more days. And so I would love to challenge everyone. Can we raise another $5,000, get to $25,000 in another 2 days? Again, we are building a city of media makers, which means that we are really trying to support folks with training and with learning how to share with their community what is happening around our city, what is important for us to really care about and pay attention to.
So dig into that a little bit. When we talk about becoming media makers, what kinds of resources and experiences can people access here at KBOO?
Well, there's a wide variety of different experiences and training and resources that people can access. And the first piece would be really if you are interested in becoming a citizen journalist. If you have thoughts and ideas about what's happening in your community, maybe you have thoughts and ideas about what has happened to you, what's happening to your loved one, to your neighbors, and you're not really hearing on the news, why is it that these folks are having those experiences, you know? And so that's kind of what KBOO provides. It provides an opportunity for you to come and learn, how do you research, how do you interview, how do you create audio pieces that help the audience, the listener, really get it. But maybe you are interested in actually, or maybe you are an artist yourself, or you are involved in the music world and you are interested in supporting media makers who are artists, who are makers of music. Maybe they are makers of also plays. They are makers of all kinds of arts, because even through our public affairs programming, we support all kinds of arts. And this is the kinds of training that you will be able to access at KBOO. Learn how to mix live music, for example. You might also learn how to fix headphones and actually set up this whole, you know, we have a whole team. You can just see Aaron and myself on the screen if you are watching online. Or you can only hear me and Aaron's voices if you're listening on the air, but it takes a whole crew of people. It takes a whole lot to make things happen, including, you know, those little details of how do you set up, you know, something like this, like we have today, to how do you write a story? How do you anchor the news? How do you read and pronounce things and enunciate in a way that, you know, helps the listener understand better? All of these things are things that people can learn and access for absolutely free at KBOO. And it is free because thanks to you, thanks to all of you who contribute and who support KBOO, who've supported KBOO for 50 years. This is really, it's crowdfunded. You know, I think it's very interesting that, you know, we call all those online ways of funding crowdsourcing. But KBOO has been crowdsourced for a very long time, even before online crowdsourcing existed. We have had a crowd of folks, over 5,000 of us, who come together, who are KBOO members, who give our support. And so through this Kickstarter campaign, we hopefully expanded a little bit our network.
Well, yeah, KBOO really has embraced that maker ethos from the beginning, but also that ethos of inclusivity and diversity. And I'm curious if you could talk for a minute just about, you know, it's no secret that Portland is struggling with the housing crisis, and just, you know, you walk out the door of KBOO and you can see that a lot of people are falling through the cracks. There's rising houselessness. So how does that mission of inclusivity and of kind of that indie maker spirit become more important as the city changes like that?
Yeah, I mean, it is and has always been, in my opinion, you know, essential to have people grounded in the community, being able to express what's happening to them. But in a climate with a lot of change, like the kind of change that you're talking about, I think some people refer to it as urban renewal. Some of us call it gentrification. And growing a city, you know, for a lot of folks seems to be like a very positive thing. And it really is, but it can only be positive if everybody is involved in the conversation around how the changes is impacting everybody. And I think what you are stating is that a lot of our community members are currently impacted by those changes, and they're not part of the conversation currently. And that is what KBOO's mission is about, is really to serve the underserved communities. So all of these communities that don't get the resources that should, but also that don't get the exposure and that don't get the voices and the place that really they should on the media, on the airwaves, on the screen. And so we are able to do that thanks to the free training, and also thanks to really this idea that all of us belong here, that this is a community resource that is meant to be passed on. And so what we are able to do is invite folks who are houseless, who can come onto the airwaves and talk to different folks who are also houseless, and also talk to the folks who are housed about understanding the challenges of people who are houseless. And we also have a place for youth, you know. This is Wednesday night at KBOO, where our youth collective collects, comes together. They prepare their show that airs once a month. That's on the fourth Wednesday. And where else do you hear youth voices? Okay, maybe on like those TV channels, or those channels that are supposed to be entertainment for youth. But are these actually youth produced? Are these youth ideas? Most of the time they're not. They're adult ideas, right? But here at KBOO, we give the youth the tools and the training, you know, like everybody gets access to the same information, and then it's run with it. Make it creative, make it whatever it is that you want, and most importantly, share what's important to you. And therefore, us as listener get an unfiltered idea of what actually is happening in the head of a youth, which I believe is incredible. And then other youth are able to tune in and say, here I am represented on this radio station. I matter. I'm actually part of the conversation. So I think in a changing climate, it's even more important to have people part of the conversation and be aware, especially for newcomers, that you are part of something. You're joining something, you're joining a community that's already functional, and don't add to the dysfunction by ignoring the history, by ignoring the people who've been here before, but add to the amazing creativity and to the community spirit by bringing your skills into the mix. I think that's what I love about KBOO, is that we offer some very basic training, and everybody else brings their amazing talents and skills, and what comes out of it is just beauty and creative amazement that has been ongoing and hopefully everlasting. And things like what happened with Bill this afternoon happens when someone has been watching our Kickstarter campaign for a whole month, really paying attention and getting this excitement of, oh my God, is my community going to make it? Are they going to make it? I could help them make it. Okay, I'm going to help them make it right now. And really, like, I mean, you can hear my excitement.
Well, and this was untried, and there was an element of risk here, right? Because if KBOO didn't meet the $20,000 funding goal, what would have happened?
Well, we would not have gotten a dime, because Kickstarter is kind of all of nothing. And folks might be wondering, you know, why we picked that platform versus others. And there's a lot of things that we considered. But for us, it's really important to be able to grow our network of donors. We want to be able to understand who is interested in donating and supporting KBOO. And that is one of the things that Kickstarter was allowing us to do, is if we were to meet our goal, we were actually able to have access to people's information, including your name and your address, because we want to be able to continue this relationship with you. We understand many of folks who have donated already have an ongoing relationship with KBOO, and we want to also be able to capture that. to capture that, that's important. So that is one of the reasons, if folks are curious, as to why we went in part with Kickstarter and why we were willing to take that risk. But there's also, you know, a lot of different, there were a lot of different risks just with doing online fundraising in general. I think, you know, KBOO is, we pride ourselves and our listener pride ourselves in being really sharp critical thinkers. And so we've gotten, you know, some really important feedback around people who are still not comfortable with putting their information online whatsoever. And that's very important and that's valid, you know. And we receive also feedback from people who, you know, believe, you know, again, there is a more corporate, you know, aspect of things, you know, what is Kickstarter doing with all this, you know, this benefit. So all of these are very valid questions and we want to continue to be in conversation with people. But we also want to be able to understand how people donate nowadays. And we want to understand also how younger generations donate. And Kickstarter and online platform is a very big part of that. So, you know, we've learned a lot and we've experimented and we're very, very happy that it's been successful and we're thrilled to see what else we can do together in the next couple of days. But it's been interesting and also we've gotten, you know, some support for, from other folks like who are expert in community media who are looking at this effort. And so we are also, you know, in some way providing a little bit of an example. You know, we are being also an example and can share our learnings with other community radio stations out there who are willing to try this or are wanting to try it.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? We just like share our learnings, you know, with each other and continue to grow. I think like that's the whole point about KBOO also is, you know, even in our spirit, we are wanting to support other community radio stations, not just in the Portland metro area and Oregon, which we're part of, you know, the Oregon Community Media Network, but, you know, all across, you know, the world, because it is really a model of independent media, really for the people, by the people.
And then, of course, this doesn't supersede the old avenues of fundraising. So we'll have a traditional membership drive coming up.
Absolutely. Like being able to ask our connect to our listener in this very intimate way over the airwaves is really amazing. So starting April 19th, we'll be coming to you. Every single host and programmers that you love to listen to will have very specific messaging for you as to why you should support those different programs. And we hope that you do and continue to spread the word, you know, even if Kickstarter was not your thing, you know, thank you for continuing to listen and to experiment with all of us, you know.
And we're just about out of time, and right. I know you're going to take us out with, is it a video?
Or? Yeah, it actually is going to be the audio from the Kickstarter video. So if you've never heard it, this is a great opportunity for you to hear it. And I will challenge everybody to go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter and check out the full video on there. Derek Crooks, our AM Public Affairs Director, has shot and produced this video for our Kickstarter campaign. Thank you so much all for listening. Thank you for watching if you've been online, Facebook, Instagram, Kickstarter Live. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Del.
Thank you all for listening.
KBOO Portland.
I am a media maker. You can be one too. We need more informed listeners to create independent media that matters. For 50 years, KBOO's been a platform for communities who've been shut out.
This is Ramona Africa.
I'm Naomi Klein.
Davey D hanging out with you.
This is Medea Benjamin.
This is Ursula K. Le Guin.
It's given people a chance to learn how to produce, engineer, host, write, interview, and create media that matters to them. We've been teaching radio since we started, and now we want to build a city of media makers. Portland is undergoing drastic changes, and we need to grow to meet the challenges of living here. Gentrification, displacement, media consolidation, and new technologies.
Stand by for the noontime jamboree!
What KBOO is committed to preserving is Portland's activism and creativity and bringing it into focus.
Despite the challenges, people persist.
How do we continue to reach the communities that we've been serving for 50 years? How can we make sure that we're empowering the folks who need their voices heard the most?
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
We're building a city of media makers. launching new trainings and new opportunities in digital spaces. But to expand, we need your help.
Buenas tardes, esto es el programa Buscando América, les habla.
When people are empowered to make radio and podcasts, they're able to share their experiences more easily. They can be more critical.
That is Trump's brand.
More creative.
But he oscillates in a predictable band.
You don't need the degree in communications or journalism to be on the air here. That's huge. Everyone can be a part of the media here. There are no gatekeepers. This is a community resource. This is the People's Station.
Listen, my friends, as I tell you, the sparks that will fly, but listen, my...
Our philosophy of radical inclusion means there's a show for everyone.
I actually first came to KBOO in 1971.
Pretty sure I came to KBOO around 2000.
1997.
2002.
2015.
2015.
2016.
2016.
1990, I came up from Austin.
So that was about 1966.
Everybody grew up listening to KBOO.
Coming in as an MC because I knew KBOO was a place for hip-hop.
Hosting Between the Covers, interviewing authors.
I've been doing the news you're not supposed to know.
It's an amplification for marginalized communities.
Oldies but goodies.
KBOO challenges our listeners by introducing them to new ideas, new content, and music they've never heard of or been introduced to.
Yeah, man, I'ma say this is the KBOO Full Strength Community Radio.
When you support KBOO, you support all the people making it happen. You support a strong infrastructure for the next generation of media makers. KBOO is a place for locally rooted and diverse music, culture, news, and opinion.
Oh, you should see how he talks when we turn the mic off.
KBOO's been a resource in the community.
And it's a voice for the people, you know, by the people.
And so much more accessible.
We're committed to the voices of the oppressed and the underserved. And we've been in that place, on the dial, for 50 years. Share this Kickstarter with your friends and help us build a city of media makers for the next 50 years.
Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and next is Kitchen Table Conversation with Mary and Marshalia Postlewaite. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operation.